感谢主，我们每次来到主的面前的时候呢，要相信神的话语。
Praise the Lord. Every time we come before the Lord, we need to believe in His words.
首先相信呢，就是说神和我们的同在。
First of all, we need to believe that He is with us.
神的同在是一个应许。
So His presence is a promise.
当然，有特别的时候你会感受到神的同在。
So for some special moment, you can experience His presence.
有时候有特别的感受。
So you have feelings, like special feelings.
但是有时候呢，你没有特别的感受。
But a lot of times you might not have any feelings.
但是你要相信他的同在。
But you need to believe that His presence.
那为什么呢
？Why?
当你在给别人祷告的时候，可能什么感觉也没有。你按照神的心意祷告的时候呢，事情就会发生。
So when you pray with someone, even though you might not feel anything, but if you pray according to the word of God, you will see things happen.
那即使你没有感受，当时没有看到事情发生呢，它还是会发生，因为神就在这里，他听我们的祷告。
So even though you may not experience anything, but it will come to pass because God is here with us.
那我们在这里呢，就一起来，在不断的在建造我们的信心、盼望和爱心。
So together we are here to build our faith, our love, and our trust in God.
你觉得你的需要信心需要建造吗
？Do you think you need to be built up by your in your faith?
谁不需要举手
？So if you don't need it, you can raise your hand.
So.所以呢，我们每一个人的信心都要需要被动不断的来被建造。
So each one of us needs to be continuously being built up in our faith.
那尤其在现在这个时候，我们特别要提醒我们自己，我们要来做预备。
So especially during this time, we need to constantly remind ourselves we need to be prepared.
因为启示录里面讲的就是末后日子的很多事情离我们是非常的近，而且很快就会到来。
Because in the Revelation, it says the things that are going to come very soon and it's very close in time.
那有时候我们觉得这些事情很远。
Sometimes we might think, oh, this thing will happen in the future.
其实我们这一代人就是很有幸可能进入启示录里面，我们是演员。
So by our generation, we might be the chosen one to be enter into Revelation. We are just like the actors at the stage.
我们不再是旁观的人，我们成了在那里面，我们是主角。
So no longer we are spectators, but we are on the stage, on the spotlight.
所以呢，我们要来做预备。
So that's why we need to get prepared.
上次我放了这个布兰登·贝克斯的一个片段。
So last time I played a video from Brandon Hicks.
那神就在预备他。
So God is preparing him.
神也在预备我们每个人。
God is also preparing all of us.
所以我们常常要问我们自己一个问题。
So we need to ask a question.
如果今天主耶稣要来提我们的话，我有没有预备好？
So if Jesus came today for the rapture, are you prepared?
我是不是被提的其中之一？
Am I the one that going, you know, to be taken to the?
还是被留在地上的那一？
Or am I the one that gonna stay?
那第二个问题要问的呢，就是如果我们今天突然什么事情发生，要见主的面，希望我们不要发生啊。但是呢，我们是不是预备好，我们今天真的就能见主的面？
So if for some reason that today is the end of our day, we need to go face God. So are you, ask yourself this question, are you ready to face God today?
那第三个问题呢，就是说圣经里面讲到呢，就是说当敌基督来临的日子呢，他有人的头上手上要刻上这个666的记号。
So the last question is that when the Antichrist comes, the number 666 is going to be carved on our forehead and our arms.
那你怎么能够第一个能够分辨？
So first of all,
那就是敌基督。
How would you distinguish, discern whether that is the Antichrist?
你怎么能够知道那就是这个兽的印记？
So how do you discern that is the mark of the beast?
你要拒绝它。
So how do you refuse it?
那所以这些问题我们现在都要来预备。
So all these questions we need to be prepared.
我们在灵里面预备，就是我们有非常清楚的一个跟神的一个关系。
So in the spirit, we need to know this relationship between God and us.
当那些事情将来要发生的时候呢，我们第一方面，我们的灵里面能够分辨。
So when things come, first of all, in our spirit, we will be able to, you know, make the discernment.
第二个呢，我们有信心，能够来拒绝。
We have the faith, we have the trust in God that we can refuse it.
那我们这个地方呢，就是我们作为基督徒呢，首先活在这个末世呢，我们不是惧怕，而是信心。
So as a Christian, at the end times, we are not here, you know, to have fear, but we are here to have the faith in God.
你看到周围一切都在震动的时候呢，你就发现哈利路亚，这是我传福音最好的时候，要得灵魂得救最好的时候。
So when things are shaking around us, you will say, Hallelujah, this is the best time for me to, you know, tell people about the gospel, people will get saved.
是神的荣耀要彰显的时候。
And it is time for God's glory to be manifested.
在最黑暗的时候，那个光是最亮的时候。
So in the darkest time is when the light shines the most.
所以神就会来预备我们，预备我们的时候呢，我们跟主的关系呢，是一个非常真实的关系，非常亲密的关系。我们知道主就在我的旁边。
So when God prepares us, we know that this relationship God with us is a very intimate.Relationship and God is with us.
在一切的试炼里面，他必与我同在。
So in all kinds of trials and you know like troubles, He is with us.
他我们的救主也必会救我。
And our Savior is here to save us.
所以我们就来要不断的来预备我们自己。
So we need to continuously to be prepared.
那温哥华是一个非常特别的地方。
So Vancouver is a very special place.
在世界上也是非常特别的。
So in the world is also a very special place.
在哈珀的时代被全世界评为这里最适合居住的地方。
So it's ranked as most livable city on earth.
在 Harper's time.
In Harper.
Stephen Harper.
Oh, Stephen Harper's reign.
因为这个地方的人呢是有个非常的大的一个特点。
Because people here are very special.
这里的人呢很牛，
很牛。Because people who live here are very new, very very strong.
这个代表就是。代表就是你知道这个孟晚舟对吧？华为的这个总管对吧？他为什么不在西雅图去买房子，不在纽约去买房子？他要在温哥华要买两个房子。
Okay, so for example, the daughter of the CEO of Huawei, 孟晚舟. So how come she didn't purchase a house in New York? I mean, in Seattle or in New York, and she bought a house in Vancouver.
Vancouver is a place. 温哥华是牛人居住的地方。
So Vancouver is the place for the badass.
So what?
That's also badass.
对，牛人不能这样，
都是这样子翻译的。
牛人就是我觉得我很厉害。
对啊 ，I'm a badass.
Okay.
You can explain that to him.
Okay.所以温哥华是一个非常特别的地方。
Vancouver is a very special place.
所以你们也是牛人里面的一员。
So you are one of the best.
这个地方的人呢，很偏向于安逸。
So people are very complacent.
Complacent. 你去，如果在纽约，我有好多同学在纽约，他们是科学界啊。他们是很竞争性很厉害，非常竞争的非常厉害。
So I have a lot of friends in New York. They are like the scientist background. So
在硅谷那边。
So and also in Silicon City and Silicon Valley, they are very competitive.
那他们是比我很厉害，比我也聪明，对吧？但是呢，他们是非常非常在那里竞争，很辛苦的。
So they are smarter than me, and they are you know they know a lot more than me, but they are very competitive.
我不去哪里。
I don't want to go there.
我要来温哥华。
I want to come to Vancouver.
因为我是牛人。
Because I'm one of the badass.
那，所以温哥华的人更要警醒。
So that's why for Vancouver, right? We need to be alert.
有一次，我跟我一个曾经有一个同工啊， 白石那个凯文弟兄，他现在在白石牧养一个教会，他说温哥华的人很难传福音啊。
So once I was talking to one of our coworkers, and now he's in White Rock, Kevin. So I was talking with him, and he said, "Oh, it's very hard to, you know, tell people about the gospel in Vancouver because."
那这下面来的人啊，都很厉害的。
So everyone came here, you know, have a very strong background.
他不是来赚钱的，他是有钱的。
They are not here to make a living. They came here with money, you know, to live.
他说，这个，要他们信主啊，只有两种情况。
So for under two circumstances, they might come to the Lord.
一是得了癌症。
One is to have cancer.
第二个，他们婚姻出了问题。
Or they have marriage problem.
死要死要活了。
So,
当然
life and death.
当然不全是这样啊。
But not all of us.
很有意思，他观察到的，他给我讲，他很有意思。
Of course, not all of us are like that, but this is one of the, you know, phenomenon that he has observed over the years.
那我们要来预备我。
But we need to prepare ourselves.
不是要等到出了问题的时候预备。
We don't need to wait until things happen, you know, then we get prepared.
我们不需要等到像上个礼拜这个Brandon Biggs 那样，就是他的女儿。得了那样的病以后，神来借着这些来塑造他。
We don't need to wait like what we saw last time in the video, when Brandon Hicks had, when the daughter got this problem, then he's you know, like reshape his life. We don't need to wait for things to happen.
啊，他完了以后，整夜都不能睡觉。
So you know, like he couldn't sleep over the you know like many many nights.
所以他就拼命抓住神，祷告，不祷告不能活。
So he was holding on to God because without God he cannot live.
那所以呢，我们在没有事情发生的时候，我们就多祷告。
So before anything happens, even happen to us, we need to start prepared and to, you know, we need to pray.
在你自己没有事情的发生的时候呢，你为别人祷告。
So when nothing is happened in your life, then you pray for others.
为灵魂得救来祷告。
Pray for the souls to be saved.
所以好多时候，当我们在感同别人的这个感受，这个好多世上的灵魂，他们的 brokenness， 他们的这些破碎，我们为他们来摆上的时候呢，我们会经历什么？
So when we, you know, put ourselves in other people's shoe, you know, to sympathize with others and pray for them, and God is going to
reveal himself.
Yeah, reveal himself.
那哪一个比较好？你要选择哪一个？一个是在别人痛苦里面，你来帮助他的时候经历什么；还是在自己的痛苦里面的经历什么？哪一个？你要选择哪一个
？So which one is better? You know, like to help others and then experience God through others' pain, or you go through the pain yourself? Which one is better?
要选择哪一个
？Which one do you pick?
Okay, 在帮助别人的时候，
okay,
对吧
？So you might pick when you helping others, right?
嗯，世界上也有人自己祷告说：“神啊，你把痛苦加给我，我要经历十字架。”有，历史上有一个很著名的人叫做盖恩夫人，写了一本《盖恩夫人》。
So
Madame Gayon.
So
Madame Gayon.
Okay, so in the history, there are people who also pray, you know, "Oh God, give me the cross so that I can, you know, experience you." So one of the very famous person was
Madame Gayon.
Madame Gayon.
你要不要做 Madame Gayon?
Do you want to be Madame Gayon?
但事实上她的生命里面经历很多很多的痛苦。
So indeed her life went through a lot of troubles.
那感谢神，我相信她这样的祷告呢，这是神允许的。她现在天上的赏赐是很大的。
So I believe that God is also pleased with her prayers and then her reward in heaven is great.
他的书影响了很多人。
And her books have influenced many, many people.
但是呢，我要选择的话，我还是觉得我在服侍别人的时候，我来经历神，看到神的奇迹，我就信心增加。哈利路亚。
But for me, I rather choose, you know, I'm helping others and then go through their life. I mean, go through the experience with them, you know, to experience God in.
或者为别人祷告，祷告，拼命祷告也行。祷告五个小时、六个小时也行。
I pray for others for like 5-6 hours, you know, intercede for those people.
那这样经历神呢，我们的信心也得以建造。
So in this way, we can also build up our faith.
昨天我就听那个赵永基牧师早期的一篇讲道，很有意思，就是他神怎么样让他来经历他啊，那神迹奇事。
So yesterday I was 你这是看书是吗？
听
So I was listening to a sermon
Pastor
Ho Cho. Yeah, so he's a Korean pastor. So I was listening to his sermon.
他早期在这个传福音的时候呢，就是没有人来，又穷。
So in the early days when he started churches, no one came, and then he's also very poor.
他就去给一个很穷的一家人去传福音。
So he went to a very poor family to, you know, to tell them about the gospel.
他有一个 doctor degree, 就是 theology, 就是人家Dr. Cho. 完了以后呢，去给这个一家人传福音，一家有11口人，九个孩子，一对夫妻。
So he has this degree in theology, 神学院的学位。然后呢 ，so he went there to tell this family about God, and then this family has 11 children.
9 children,
so 11 people in total.
他就给他传福音，他的这个丈夫呢是一个酒鬼。
So, the husband is a alcoholic. He's alcoholic.
那九个孩子呢，一般是靠偷，靠去跟人家，擦皮鞋来赚点钱。
So 9 children, how they raise them is by, you know, stealing or, you know, shoe shining.
他就去到他家里面去传福音，不要传福音啊，说是你要去天堂啊，信耶稣去天堂啊。
So he went to this family and said that if you believe in God, you will go to heaven.
那个女的就笑他，说你们这些基督徒都是骗人的骗子。
So the wife laughed at him and saying, "Oh, all of you are liars. Christians are liars."
你们都会讲将来天上的事情，我现在这个样子，你能帮助我吗？
So you always talk about future, about heaven, but now with my situation right now, can you help me?
那他就用另外一种方法讲，先就是你不信耶稣的话会去地狱。
So he twisted around and said, if you do not believe, you'll go to hell.
那个女的又笑他了。
And again,
你们这些骗子。
Again, she laughed at him, saying, "Oh, you guys are liars."
难道地狱比我今天还差吗？
Is hell even worse than my situation right now?
我的11口人，我丈夫是一个酒鬼，我的9个孩子要靠偷，靠这些擦皮鞋，没有生活，没有办法过，对不对？难道地狱比我这更差吗？
My husband is alcoholic, and then I have 9 children. We need to steal. We need to, you know, shine shoes to make a living. So is hell even worse than this?
所以这个赵云基呢，回到家里，他说：“我这个福音没法传了，神，我传不了，我的这个小小的教会要关门了，关门了。”
So the pastor came home and said, "Okay, tell." And he told God, "I'm not able to do it."My church needs to be closed down.
他就祷告，开始祷告。
So he prayed and prayed.
Anyway, 长话短说，后来他就再次的读圣经，看到耶稣来的时候要把天国要带到地上。
So once again, he's praying and reading the Bible, and he saw that when Jesus came, he is going to bring heaven down to earth.
那他开始就是经历这个神迹奇事。
And that's when he said,experienced the signs and miracles.
好多时候祷告，他是为别人祷告。
So many times when he prays, he's actually praying for others.
也有时候是别人来 challenge 他。
So sometimes people came to challenge him.
那这就是细节本身。大家建议大家有机会听这个赵云基的讲道，真的是非常非常的鼓励我们。
So I encourage you to listen to his sermon. It's very encouraging.
所以他祷告呢，不是为他自己祷告，因为是别人的。事情发生，国家救这些世上的灵魂，他好多时候没有办法，就拼命祷告。
So a lot of time when he pray, he actually praying for others, you know, like because a lot of time is out of his own ability, he cannot help, so he needs to rely on prayers.
或者是他好多时候祷告是因为他觉得他的教会有光芒了，人都跑掉了，他就开始拼命祷告。
Or he pray because the church is going to be closed down because there's not many people to come to the church, so he has to pray. You know?
所以大家也为这个祷告，就是被我王平牧师的教会光芒，大家可以拼命祷告。
So we can also pray for our church so that you know, Pastor Bing's church will not be closed down. We pray for more people.
在五十年代，在这个八十年代的时候，就是，朝鲜那时候真正开始民主选举的时候，他们就为这个，因为当时共产党的势力非常厉害，他们就集结教会来祷告。
So in the 80s, in Korea, because they were in the beginning of this Democrat, movement, so
election,
so the government will ask the church to pray.
他就召聚好多的牧师要来祷告，结果几个年轻的这个共产主义头子来威胁他，说是明天你上街，他们召聚了百万的这个去街上游行祷告，你上街以后你就出问题了。
你是说那个总理吗？
不是总理，
就是那个备选人。
不是，就是一两派，有一派是共产党人，年轻人来威胁他，因为他是祷告的牧师领头的，带头要祷告。
OK。So basically, Korea was divided into two parties. So the Democrat and also the
communists.
So some of the communists, younger pastors, younger leaders,
young people,
okay, will threaten the other party, saying
threaten him.
So if you next day million people are gonna go on the street and you will have trouble.
他呢就给他爸爸打电话，他爸爸妈妈。我可能先你们走一步了，谢谢你养育我，做好准备。
你说是赵永基？
赵永基啊。
Okay, so he will call up his dad and say, okay, I probably gonna die before you. Yeah, so yeah, I probably gonna die before you.
因为他还是觉得神叫他去上街，就是带领那个去祷告啊、游行啊这样。
Because he felt indeed that God has actually led him to pray on the street.
他也威胁那个共产那个头子，他说：“我们有一百万人，你们有几千人，你来的话，我们把你 crush。”
He also, you know, threatened the other party, saying that okay, we have millions of people, and you only have few thousand.
那时候，韩国的人啊，那个祷告的不得了。
So that time, you know, the prayers in Korea.Very strong.
Anyway, 就是说，游行的时候呢，好几个领袖，最后说我们有事情，我们不来了，但你就带领吧。
游行是什么
？During the parade, 好像也不是吧
？Protest.
During the protest, so some of the church leaders said, "Okay, oh, I'm not going to go there tomorrow. You can go."
他也威胁那些牧师，他说：“你想在临阵逃跑，你怎么样去见主？跟我走。
” And then he will say, you know, why are you running away at the last minute? How would you face God? Come and protest with us.
很有意思，赵永基他讲很有意思，他也是好多时候就不知道怎么做。
So it's very interesting to listen to Dot.
长话短说，就是说他就是这样的祷告，积极的祷告呢，后来所有的事情都平息了。
So, make the story short, because by his prayers, everything went, you know, seemed smoothly.
这个韩国的那个人祷告呢很特别，他你知道那个他们有那个祷告洞啊，祷告的山洞，山上有一个洞，一个一个的洞，几千个洞，他们就到那个洞里面去祷告，一祷告就是一天、两天、三天，尽是祷告。
So, Korea, there is a prayer mountain with a lot of caves.You know, thousands of them, you know, people will go into the caves to pray for days, you know, fast and pray.
So, 那时候就是这个韩国的这个福音的运动啊，就非常非常的 powerful.
So, during that time, the gospel movement in Korea is very powerful.
所以呢，我们在日子好的时候呢，就来预备我们自己，就来祷告，就来寻求主的面。
When time is good, we need to prepare ourselves, you know, to face God.
好，怎么样来预备我们自己呢？我们这样的受洗要进入神的话语。
So how do we get prepared? We need to enter into the words of God.
那今天呢，我们再次要讲这个旧约里面圣殿里面的所有的这个 这个心事啊 patterns 都在预备着我们基督徒。
So we're gonna talk about in the Old Testament everything that been built in the top in the tabernacle, the temple, showing us, you know, the end times.
The patterns for Christians.
The patterns for Christians. Yeah,
所以我们讲到呢，就是当模式正确的时候呢，神的荣耀必让降临。
So when the patterns are right, God's glory is going to come.
就是我们预备好我们自己的时候呢，神的能力必让降临。
So when we prepare ourselves, God's power is going to, you know, come down.
今天是第十节。
So today is the tenth.
第十节。
第十个嘛。
但是好多人前面的好多没有听，但是我鼓励你回去听一下。
So this is the tenth sermons on this topic. So some of you might miss some of them. I encourage you to go and then listen.
好，我们翻到出埃及记第二十八章。
We turn to Exodus.
28:31-35
31-35
今天呢我们要讲祭司的袍子上面那些特别的装饰。
We're going to talk about, you know, the robe the priest is wearing and then the patterns on the robe.
31节开始，你要做以弗德的外袍，颜色全是蓝的。
31是吗？ Make the robe of the ephod entirely of blue cloth.
袍上要为头留一个领口，口的周围织出领边来，仿佛铠甲的领口，免得破裂。
With an opening for the head in its center, there shall be a woven edge like a collar around this opening.
袍子的周围底边上要用蓝色、紫色、朱红线做石榴。
Make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn around the hem of the robe.
在袍子周围的石榴中间要有金铃铛。
With gold bells between them,
一个金铃铛，一个石榴，一个金铃铛，一个石榴，在袍子周围的底边上。
The gold bells and the pomegranates are alternate around the hem of the robe.
亚伦供职的时候要穿着袍子，他进圣所到耶和华面前，以及出来的时候，袍上的铃声被听见，使他不至于死亡。
Aaron must wear when he ministers. The sound of the bells.Will be heard when he enters the holy place before the Lord and when he comes out, so that he will not die.
我们今天特别要讲这个金铃铛和这个石榴。
So today we're going to focus on the golden bells and the pomegranates.
那我们再看看一些经文关于这个铃子和石榴的。我们翻到这个39章，啊，就是出埃及记39章。
We're also going to bring more.
24节到。26节。
And chapter 39 of Exodus. 29节。
22节开始。
Okay, start from verse 22.
他用制工做以弗德的外袍，颜色全是蓝的。
They made the robe of the ephod entirely of blue cloth, the work of a weaver.
袍上留一领口，口的周边织出领边来。仿佛铠甲的领口，免得破裂。
With an opening in the center of the robe, like an opening of a collar, and a band around its opening, so that you would not tear.
在袍子底边上用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线，并粘的细麻做石榴。
They make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and finely twisted linen around the hem of the robe.
又用金金做铃铛，把铃铛钉在袍子周边。周围的底边的石榴中间。
And they made bells of pure gold and attached them around the hem between the pomegranates.
一个铃铛，一个石榴，一个铃铛，一个石榴。
The bells and the pomegranates alternate around the hem of the robe to be worn for ministering.
在袍子周围底边上用以供职。
For ministering.
是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
As the Lord commanded Moses.
那这里呢讲到就是说他这个袍子啊是什么颜色的。
So what color
祭司的袍子是什么颜色，我们可以把那个打出来。
We can see the
袍子的祭司的袍子是完全是蓝色的。
So the color of the robe is blue.
那当然这个袍子的外面有一个以弗德，以弗德有不同的颜色，还有胸牌。还有肩牌，这个外面这个小的这个 apron 呢，就是以弗德，形状究竟怎么样，也现在也不知道。这是大概就是，但是这是他的袍子，蓝色的袍子，穿在白色的这个内衣上面。
So the robe is blue, of course, on the ephod. I mean, so there is ephod on top of the blue robe, and then also underneath is the white undergarment.
我们讲过，就是蓝色代表什么？
So what does blue represent?
蓝色代表圣灵，代表天的颜色。
So it's the color of the sky, represents Holy Spirit.
那今天特别我们要讲的这个金铃铛和这个石榴啊，这啊一个石榴，一个圆的是石榴，一个铃铛，一个铃铛，一个石榴，这个究竟意义何在
？So we're gonna talk about the golden bells today, and then the pomegranate. So one, you know, alternating.So one pomegranate, one bell. So what does it mean?
那个这个金铃铛呢，就是我要引用一个传道人的他的这个领受。
So for golden bells, I want to, you know, cite one of the, the preachers.
就是这个犹太人的有一个一般是他的 Dick Rubin， 他的领受就是金铃铛呢，代表圣灵的恩赐。
So this person named Dick Rubin.He felt that the golden bells represent 圣灵的恩赐
Yeah, holy gifts of the Holy
gifts,
Spirit.
Represent the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那因为我自己去查考呢，就说几乎圣经里面另外的地方几乎没有出现过这个金铃铛的这个事情，只有在撒迦利亚书上面讲到马的那个地方，金铃铛上面刻着一些归耶和华为圣的字，其他的地方没有出现过这个金铃铛的事情。
Because I actually went through the Bible, I didn't find any other places that mention about golden bell except for the book of
Zechariah.
And the horse does a bell and says holy to the Lord.
那我觉得呢，就是说，一般来说，我们要以经文啊，有经文来，以经解经，这是一个基础。
So on the foundation, we need to you know use Bible to you know define.Bible.
但是在这种情况下呢，我们相信就是说，这个，我觉得这个牧者的领受是很对的。
However, in this situation, I felt this person's revelation is quite accurate.
那铃铛是要做什么的？
So,
就是要发声的，
so、
很简单。
What does bell do? It's supposed to make a noise, a sound.
就是要发出声音。
So it's supposed to make a noise.
所以呢，这个就是圣灵的恩赐要来彰显出来。
So the gift of the Holy Spirit needs to be manifested.
金子呢代表神性。
Gold represent the character of God.
对，你就发现呢很有意思，就是说这个，铃铛呢是用什么做的？是金子做的。
So this bell is made from gold.
是从神而来。
It's from God.
完全是从神而来。
Purely from God.
但是这个石榴是用什么做的？
So what is the pomegranate made of?
刚才四种颜色啊。蓝色、紫色、朱红色和白色。
So there's four colors were used for this pomegranate: blue, purple, scarlet. 四种，三种是吗？
另外一个在39章节。
And linen, okay. Blue, purple, scarlet, yarn, and linen.
就说这四一想到这四种颜色，我们想到什么
？What do you remind of these four colors?
天上来的王，他的宝血接近我们，让我们白如雪。
So the king come from the heaven, come to earth, use his blood to wash us white as snow.
但一想到这四种颜色呢，跟人有关系，
so,
就是说我们的人的生命在基督里面的生命，跟这个有关系。
So when you talk about these four colors, it's closely related to us. So our lives is, you know, closely related to God.
就是更强调的是人的生命在基督里面的生命。
So it emphasizes on people's life in Christ.
圣灵的恩赐是圣灵的恩赐，跟你的生命其实是没关系的。
So the gift of Holy Spirit are the gifts from the Holy Spirit. It actually has nothing, not really have anything to do with your own life.
那这一点呢非常重要。过去就是很多教会在圣灵里面运行的时候呢，我们搞不清楚的时候呢。认为我的圣灵的恩赐很强的时候，就是我的生命也很好。Sorry.
So in the past, you know, church will always associated with the gift of Holy Spirit with the character of a person. They say, okay, since I got the gift from the Holy Spirit, that means I must be, you know, behaving quite well.
或者说，别人认为他圣灵的恩赐很大的话，他这个人可能是神的这个他的生命很好。
Or people might think, okay, since this person has a gift of the Holy Spirit, then that means he must have a very, live a very holy life.
但是后来呢，这种想法呢， get people into trouble.
But this,
就是让人会进入误区。
But this kind of mindset will, you know, stir people in the wrong way.
那我呢，还有很多的例子，我今天不讲。
I have many, many, you know, like examples, but I'm not going to talk about it today.
那圣灵的恩赐在彰显的时候呢，不是因为我们的生命好不好，因为是神呢跟我们立的约，他要用我们去做事情。
So when the Holy Spirit moves, it's not about whether we are doing good or not. It's more about God's promise with us. He wants to use us as a vessel, you know, to manifest Himself.
大家明白吗？他是爱别人，因着爱别人的缘故，他要把武器赐给我们，要来做事情或者打仗。
Do you understand that the reason why he gave us the Holy Spirit, the gift from the Holy Spirit, is that he loved the other people, so that he gave you this weapon, so that you can, you know, fight for those people.
我讲的是这个是圣灵的恩赐，一个是圣灵在我们里面重生，我们的生命也是从圣灵来。我讲这个是外在的圣灵的恩赐的彰显，就是这个铃铛它发声了。
So when I talked about the bells, it's the gift of the Holy Spirit is something on the outside. It's not about the gift, the Holy Spirit inside of us to make us reborn.
啊，我今天讲这些东西呢，有的人觉得，哎呦，今天讲这个，其实教会发生很多很多的事情。但是我们今天要来去来，提前我们如果学习这些东西的话，将来有好多事情发生的时候，我们懂得怎么样去平衡。
So you might think, oh, why we're talking about this today? Is this to prepare us when things come, you know, ahead of time, you know, to prepare yourself for that.
所以呢，这个圣灵的恩赐呢，完全是圣灵来的。
So the gift of the Holy Spirit is from the Holy Spirit.
从神来的，所以是金的。
From God, so that's why it's golden.
但是呢，这个石榴呢，人生命结的果子呢，是人靠着圣灵结的果子，所以它是要有这个。蓝色、紫色，这个朱红色和白色是靠耶稣的宝血。
But the pomegranates are the, you know, represent our lives. So we need the king's blood from the heaven in order to wash us, white as snow. That's why we have the blue, the white, the scarlet, and the red. I mean, yes.
你知道，就是好多这个，就是讲到的是我们的树林的果子啊，圣灵结出的果子。
So this is the fruit of the spirit.
那圣灵结的果子和他的恩赐哪个更重要
？So which one is more important, the fruit of the Holy Spirit or the gift from the Holy Spirit？
那我们好多教会呢，你问他，他说这个生命更重要。
If you ask a lot of churches, they might say
果子更重要。
The fruits are more important.
这听起来是很对的
，It sounds right，
但是呢很有问题
，But it's questionable。
那这个就是好多学员他为什么说不敢让圣灵来运行，不敢让恩赐来运行，就说哎，我们生命更重要。
So they don't allow, you know, the Holy Spirit, the gift from the Holy Spirit to move because they put more emphasis on the fruit of the Holy Spirit。
是的，生命很重要。
Yes, indeed, the fruits of the Holy Spirit are important.
但是呢，没有恩赐的话呢，我们这些圣灵结的果子是什么？圣灵结的果子啊，你就是忍耐、
yeah.
恩赐、良善，对吧？
爱、喜、乐、和平、忍耐、恩赐、良善，
先是
温柔节制。
哎，你翻译一下。
So, what are the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience.What else? Self-control.
你就发现这些果子呢，今天如果人的里面有鬼，你就说我以忍耐、喜乐、和平、节制。你发现鬼出去不出去？出去了。很棒。你如果看到一个人被鬼附了，你就充满了笑容，充满了这个温柔。充满了忍耐，那是不是他就出去了？
出去。Okay, so say, so you say if a person is demon possessed, okay? So you saw this person, you said, okay, I have the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, I have the love, joy, peace.
No, gifts.
The fruit of the Holy Spirit, I have the love, joy, peace, patience, endurance, self-control. Like, do you think with the fruits only, do you think you can cast out the demon?
人看你，你笑得多美，你给他多少放翅，你无私的奉献。
So you maybe you know, come to him with love, with smiling face, and then you know, with food or you know donations.
他回家去，他照样打他老婆。
But once he returned home, he might beat his wife.
他照样喝酒。
He might continue to drink.
照样赌博。
Continue to gamble.
因为他里面有灵。
Because there's a
他邪灵。
Evil spirit in this person.
邪灵是要靠圣灵的恩赐。
So to cast out an evil spirit, we need the gift from the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们这个爱要完全呢，不但要果子，也要有恩赐。
So for love to be complete, not only we need to have the fruit, but we also need the gift from the Holy Spirit.
大家听明白没有？
Do you understand?
那所以我们如果说所以我们的信心要在哪里？我们为了帮助别人呢，最有效的帮助别人，我们就是我们要最好的恩赐。
So in order to help efficiently helping others, we need the gift from the Holy Spirit.
我们中间好多人说：“哎呦，我也不知道我们有没有圣灵的恩赐。”王斌牧师，你在讲什么？我好像跟我们没多大关系。
So you might question, okay, I don't know if I have the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and then the things that you said might not relevant to my life right now.
弟兄姐妹，就是你不管是过去有没有过属灵的恩赐，你今天呢开始，当你去为别人祷告、服侍别人，你问神要的时候呢，神就开始那个圣灵的恩赐在你里面开始运行了。你可以看到异象，有时候听到神的话语，有时候那个信心的恩赐出来，突然祷告人家事情就发生病好了。就这就是因为神要赐给你恩赐，为什么？神要是爱那个人，他在找一个人能够完成他的工作。
Okay, so when you pray for others, and you might think you may not have the gift, but when you pray for others, you can ask God, you know, like, what do you want me to pray? And then we think that God is going to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit because God loves the other person. He wants to use you as a vessel to help the other person.
我听过很多的见证，包括我自己也是一样。当我们踏出去去帮助别人的时候，那圣灵的恩赐就啪就开始运行。
So I heard many stories, and including myself. So when I step out and then start praying for others, and then the Holy Spirit, the gift from the Holy Spirit came down.
所以这个圣灵的恩赐呢，它会发出很多的响声，很热闹。
So when the gift of Holy Spirit came down, you will make all sort of noise.
其实是很热闹的。
It's very 热闹。
哦，我经历过很多这样的事情，很多的故事就很热闹，你觉得哎呦。
It's,
很热闹。
It's very busy, very noisy.
不是很热闹。
很热闹。
Exciting.
Very exciting. Okay.
但是呢，我们要你看这个排放的时候呢，这个圣灵的这个袍子啊，圣灵的恩膏下来的时候呢，恩赐和这个生命果子呢，都要有，要一起。
So
一个铃铛。一个果子，一个铃铛，一个果子。
So when we put on the robe, the blue robe, for ministering, we need both. We need the Holy Spirit, the fruit from the Holy Spirit, as well as the gift from the Holy Spirit. So one golden bell, one pomegranate, one golden bell, and one pomegranate.
你给人祷告以后，哇，那个人一致释放了。下面要做什么？下面你要有很温柔忍耐来。
So you pray this person, now he's you know, free from the evil spirit, and then you will need to have the patience, the love, you know, to treat this person.
要他进入神的家，要来一起来过一个正常的生活。
You will need to bring this person into the family of God so that he can go on the right track.
我们有一个姐妹在兰陵里面帮助吸毒的，有一个很大的一个。房子里面就是吸毒的那些人，就是从毒品里面出来，他们要非常非常有耐心。
So we have a sister that lives in Langley, and then she helps those rehab, you know, people from drug addiction. So they need a lot of patience to help those people.
但是呢，他们住在一起，常常还相互偷东西。
But even though they live together, they like to steal things from each other.
那他已经不吸毒了，你就哈利路亚。那你哼，他少偷一点，你就哈利路亚。
But you say hallelujah when they stop doing drugs. You say hallelujah when they, you know, steal less than before.
Don't expect that. You shouldn't do it at all.
You don't have that expectation that they stop doing like cold turkey.
所以你需要很多的温柔，这个不然他就他说我走了，我走了。
So you need a lot of, you know, patience. Otherwise, you know, a lot of meekness. Otherwise, they just leave.
因为有好多人的背景，他们非常的破碎，他们一说话，他们非常非常的敏感。
Because from their background, they are very broken and they are very sensitive.
对，我记得我有一次一个在 Hope 那边，我一个邻居啊。我跟人家聊一下，他们吸大麻，两个人都吸大麻，同性恋吸大麻。我说你们就不要吸吧。我说不吸的缘故呢，我说就我还是很温柔的，给他讲了半天，就吸大麻对脑子不好。结果后来他告诉我的朋友，他说这个牧师弄断我。
So I was talking to my tenants in Hope.
Tenants neighbor
in Hope because they smoke marijuana, and I was trying to tell them that okay, this is bad for you. It's going to damage your brain nerves and stuff like that. And then instead, he came to my tenant and said, "Okay, this pastor is judging me."
所以呢，又要很做很多的，想要有圣灵的，完了以后要有很多 passion， 所以这两个都不能少。
So we need to have the Holy Spirit as well as the patience. So you can, you know, have, you cannot have one or the other. You need both.
那我们没有圣灵的恩赐是一回事情，但是我们不科目又是另一回事情。大家明白
？So you need to understand these two different things. What without the Holy Spirit's gift, or without the desire to have the gifts from the Holy Spirit.
就像乌克兰人打仗，就是说他泽伦斯基他没有优良好的武器是一回事情。但是呢，美国要给他优良的东西，他不要又是另一回事情。
For example, for Ukraine, you know, so for this country without weapons, one thing, but refusing to get the weapon from the U.S. from Donald Trump is another thing.
大家明白吗？所以圣灵的恩赐也是，你现在没有恩赐是一回事情。
So do you understand? So now, even though you don't have the Holy Spirit's gift, is one thing.
但是你在去帮助别人的时候，你不要圣灵的恩赐，那是另一个事情。
But,
就是不拒绝是那是另一把事情。
But when you try to help others and you refuse the gifts from the Holy Spirit is another thing.
大家看有一节经文，你发现非常非常的特别，你不知道怎么样去解。我今天给你解35节，他说要穿着袍子，你进圣所到耶和华面前，以及出来的时候，袍上的铃声、响声必被听见。使他不至于死亡。
So this one verse that is very special, verse 35, Aaron must wear when he ministers, the sound of the bells will be heard when he enters the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, so that he will not die.
没有圣灵的恩赐，服侍就死亡了吗？
So without the gifts of the Holy Spirit, when you minister, do you think you will die?
我跟你讲，真的要小心。
So I'm telling you, pay attention.
你知道，好多弟兄姐妹呢，就是说他们没有祷告的习惯，但有陪伴别人的习惯。
So you know, a lot of brothers and sisters, even though they do not have the habit of praying for others, but they have this habit of, you know, like helping others.
但是呢，你要陪伴别人的时候，你一定要祷告。祷告，你不管没有恩赐吗？祷告至少神的恩赐开始启动了，圣灵开始启动了。
So when you are, you know, helping the other person, you need to remember you need to pray because when you pray, the gift from the Holy Spirit will start to, you know, activate.
所以好多人就是他去陪伴这个有忧郁症的人，他不祷告，没有预备好自己，最后怎么样？他自己得忧郁症。I'm not joking, okay? 包括这个 Jericho Counseling, Matthew knows Jericho Counseling. 我听过他们一些讲座。
Okay. So, for example, if your friend is having a depression and you're trying to help this person, but you do not pray for yourself, very likely you will end up having a depression without prayer. So, same as Jericho's
Jericho Counseling.
Jericho Counseling
is an organization. 他们就是有这个做广告啊，他们就是你来找他们来做辅导。
Okay, so they do counselings for others. They have a lot of ads.
他们不知道是信主不信，他们讲一个概念叫做情绪的转移。
Okay.
Transfer
of
emotions.
So I don't know they are, whether they are from the church or not, but they do have this ideology about, you know, how to transfer your emotions.
我的女儿也会懂，就是他们就说这个东西会转移的。
So my daughter also knows. So this thing, this emotion, is going to be transferred around.
Is that, am I right? Matthew, am I right?
I think so.
Kind of. 那所以呢，有的人就突然就自己得了忧郁症。
So some people just got the depression themselves.
或者说别人呢在那里很负面，他去跟那个人常常陪伴，他自己也变得很负面。
So, or a person has been very negative, and then he go around this person, you know, like trying to help this person. In the end, this person tends to be very negative as well.
那所以问题就出来。
So that's when the problem comes.
这里讲到免得死亡。
So he says, in case he die, right?
死亡这个词
很重
要。那事实上，真的好多这种忧郁症的有一些东西，他就有一种自杀的倾向。
You know, so you know that when people have depression, they also have the tendency to commit suicide.
所以呢，我们一定要，圣经上讲科目属灵的。
So the Bible says we need to, you know, desire the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
这就像泽伦斯基一样，他在美国是，你给我最经典的武器。
就像泽伦斯基是谁
？Zelensky。
Okay, so that's what Zelensky. Okay, I don't read news, that's why. So just like Zelensky says, "Give me the best weapons."
所以我们在服侍的时候啊，我们在教会里面，在外面服侍的人都是打属灵的征战，要最精良的武器。
So when we minister to others, we are in a battlefield. We're in a spiritual warfare. That's why we need to have the best weapons from God.
所以你知道这个圣经里面说这个先生不出来的时候免得死亡。
So that's why it says so that we need to hear the bells from the priest in case he died.
所以呢，鼓励大家，不管你有恩赐没恩赐，第一件事情在服侍别人的时候就是祷告。
So whether you have the gifts from the Holy Spirit or not, the first thing when you try to help others, you need to pray.
祷告是一个态度，你说神啊，我依靠你。
So prayer is the attitude. You are telling God that God, I need you.
当我们祷告说神啊，我愿意听你的声音，愿意要你的恩赐。
So you pray so that you tell God that I'm willing to hear your voice. I'm ready to receive your gifts.
那圣灵的恩赐很快就会活起来。
And the gifts from the Holy Spirit will activate very soon.
你说牧师那么简单吗
？And you might question, is that that simple, Pastor?
Yes, that's. 其实非常简单，但是我们把它搞得太复杂。
It is as simple as that, but we as human would like to complicate things.
特别我们中国人出国的人，很容易把事情搞复杂，因为头脑太发达。
Especially our Chinese and those who came aboard, you know, like because we.
It's brain too much.
Yeah, our brain nerves too much.
事实上，我给大家解释一下，因为为什么这个圣灵的恩赐很快就会有呢？因为神非常爱那一个人，你要服侍的那一个有疾病的，或者有心灵的疾病，或者受苦吗？神爱不爱他？
爱。
爱，对不对？
So why do I say that? Because God loves the person that you're trying to help, right? He may have a physical problem or emotional problem, but God loves that person.
那神呢，送了一个人去帮助他，对不对
？So God sent a person to help him.
那神在你帮助他的，在我帮助他的，神会不会给我武器
？So if you are helping that person, do you think God is going to give you the tools to help?
当然会呀。
Of course he will.
他是不是说我这次不给你大炮，不给你飞机，只给你步枪，你试试看。完了不行的时候我再给你，会不会这样说
？So do you think God will say, "Okay, I'm not going"?
他不告诉泽伦斯基，我先给你短程的，你打打看，完了以后再给你长程。神会不会这样说
？So do you think God will say, "Okay, now I'm only giving you like rifles, and you try to see if it works"? I'm gonna give. If that doesn't work, then I'm gonna give you cannon or the, you know, the fighter jet. Do you think it will happen like that?
Because Biden and Zelensky 之间，它是一个 diplomatic stuff. okay, political stuff. 神是不是跟我们在 play politics? No. Understand? God loves us. He does not play politics. He said, oh, let me give you a rifle. So my rifle is in the stuck in the storage so long, I have to sell all of them first.
Okay, 那这个拜登呢跟这个什么泽伦什么副世纪他们是政治关系，那神跟我们是不是政治关系呢？神会说，哦，我这个步枪我现在需要把它卖出去，所以我先给你步枪吗？不是这样子，对吗？
所以呢，大家一定要明白神的爱，这是非常简单，就是当我们这个仆人愿意去服侍的时候呢，神要把最好的装备要给他。
So we need to know God's law. If God is going to help that person, He's going to give you the best weapons.
但是呢，我们做仆人的要改变我们的观念。
But as a servant, we need to change our mindset.
有时候说，哎，我不行啊，我不行啊。
We like to say, okay, I'm not good enough. Okay, I cannot do it.
在这讲的太长，神从来没有说你行不行。
God never said you are able or not able.
你今天得救是靠你自己吗 ？No.
So to be saved is it by your own effort?
所以我们这今天不能讲太多，回到基督，我们的这个思想也彻底要变过来，就是我们基督徒是因着基督，因着基督。
So we need to change our mindset. As a Christian, we are Christian because of Christ.
不要老说我好不好，我好不好，我还不够好。
Don't say, okay, I'm not good enough yet. You know, I'm not good enough.
你说这个话呢，你太骄傲了。
If you say that, that means you are.
我为什么？
You are very proud.
你永远也好不到那个程度。神说你哦，你怎么样怎么样？
Because you can never, you know, reach that, you know, the level that God wants you to be.
所以赵永基刚才我讲这个赵永基，他教会呢，当时整个70万人，后来几十年70万人，那其中一个秘诀是什么？
So when I mentioned about the pastor Cho,
yeah.
So his church has 700,000 people.
他的这个 secret 是什么？
So what's the secret behind that?
你说他怎么样来拣选他的这个小组长呢？
So how does he choose his cell group leaders?
他的小组长这样选法，就是一个人呢，他老说我不行，我不行，我不行。另一个说呢，说我很行，他选哪个？
我很行的。
他选的就是那个我不行的。
So for example, people would say, "Okay, I'm capable of doing, you know, like leading." And then the other person said, "No, I'm not capable."
真的，真的，这是真的。
So who do you think he will pick? So he will pick the one that says, "I cannot do it."
我选他不行的，不是刚才我说的那个我不行，而是说这个人他觉得自己很软弱。
I'm not saying no. It's not about you saying that I cannot do it. I'm not good enough. It's that person thinks he is weak.
因为神的能力在人的软弱上就显露，所以那些人就听你祷告了。他服侍的时候他就祷告啊。
Because God's strength make perfect in man's weakness. That's why when they are like in that situation, they will, you know, hold on to God. They will pray.
他祷告的时候呢，神迹奇事就发生了。
So when they pray, the miracles happen.
那另外一些人，他觉得自己很行啊。
But the other good people, they think they are very capable.
但是他，哎呀，这个，好像头头是道啊这样的。但是他没有神迹奇事发生啊。
They may not know how to talk, but no miracles follow them.
大家明白没有？
对啊，
所以呢，这个属灵的恩赐是，当你摆上的时候，你说神，我不行，我知道，但是你行。
So,
你来用我，但是我愿意被你用。
So the gift from the Holy Spirit is like that. Is you tell God that, okay, I cannot do it, but you can. So your power will be given to me so that I will do all things.
这个就是我们过去讲过，我们有一个仆人的态度。
So this is a
真正仆人的态度。
So this is the attitude of a servanthood.
真正仆人的态度就是说，神啊，你要我做的，我都愿意做。
So as a servant, you tell God, okay, everything that you ask me to do, I'm willing to do it.
那这里讲到圣灵的恩赐，我们要。
So here is a gift from the Holy Spirit. We will desire for that.
那至少每一次我们要来依靠圣灵。
At least, like every time, we'll rely on Him, on the Holy Spirit.
我在讲这个石榴，为什么这个果实呢？属灵的果子要用石榴来代表。 不用葡萄，也不用苹果，对不对？榴莲，我们的东南亚的人吃榴莲，
多子嘛。
啊，对对，啊，或者用这个叫什么榴莲啊，什么菠萝蜜，对不对？他们就用石榴。
So why it represented as a pomegranate? Why not another fruit, like say durian or mango? You know, like tropical fruits.
这个石榴呢，它就是多子，里面有很多的籽。
Because pomegranate has a lot of seeds.
而且它的这个果实呢，就是种子，种子就是果实。
And then the fruit is the seed itself, and the seed is also the fruit.
所以你打开的时候呢，它非常的鲜艳，非常的愉悦。
So when you open it up, it's very bright, very pleasant, yes.
很多籽。
A lot of seeds.
这个就是我们属灵的这个果子的一个丰盛，代表丰盛。
So it represents this abundance in seeds, in harvest.
那这个果子呢，当我们结出来的时候呢，你知道受想表现在哪里吗？
So when we have this fruit, so where do you think it will first, you know, manifest?
我们来看一节经文，在这个旧约里面雅歌第四章十三节。Song of Solomon, Song of Songs.第四章十三节。
Chapter 4:13。
这里讲到呢，说讲到这个良人给这个家务就讲了，他说你园内各种所种的结了石榴，有佳美的果子，并奉献花与那大树。这里讲到呢，特别讲到石榴。
So here it says your plants are an orchard of pomegranates of choice food with henna and nard.
再看看第六章第七节。
And chapter 6:7.
你的两太阳在帕子内，如同一块石榴。
Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of a pomegranate.
这个良人呢，就赞美这个佳偶，长得多漂亮！你的这个两个太阳啊，就像两块石榴，漂亮不漂亮？
So he's saying that, you know, how beautiful you are, and then so your temples look like half the pomegranates.
Is that beautiful?
Is that beautiful? Pimples.
Solomon has a problem.
Solomon 是不是有问题？
他家那个女的，如果脸上有两块大石榴，就很漂亮。
He thinks that, you know,
头上在这里，
so、
不是这里，在这里。
So the pomegranate growing up here is beautiful. Do you think it's beautiful?
啊，雅各呢？大家回家去读，这完全是一个属灵的书啊，属灵的。
So you can go home and read about Song of Songs. It's a spiritual book.
这个太阳呢，代表人的情绪，主要在情绪，人的情绪会表现在这一块。两家太阳。
So temple represent your 情绪
emotion. 我不知道了，就是说这个姐妹们打扮的时候最注重哪一块？我们弟兄呢，什么也不注重，弟兄把胡子刮干净就可以了。
So I don't know how women do their makeup. I don't know which emphasis she's going to put on. But as a man, we don't do anything. We just shave.
但是呢，就是圣经上讲这个情绪啊，在这个两家和 temple， 就是太阳，这个很重要，太阳很重要。
So in the Bible, we always say our emotion shows on our cheek and also our temple.
所以这代表着我们的情绪。
So it represents our
我们的情绪呢，表现是一种健康、丰富。
So our emotion should be, you know, full emotion and healthy.
所以我们这个属灵的果子呢，首先是在人的情绪上会看到。
So the fruit of the Holy Spirit, first of all, will manifest in our emotions.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，你如果要检查一下你自己有没有结出属灵的果子呢，就看看你的情绪。
So if you want to know whether you have, you know, the fruit from the Holy Spirit, you may first examine your own emotion first.
检查情绪在哪里检查呢？不是星期天在这里检查， 到回家的时候，怎么跟你的太太讲话，可怎么丈夫讲话，怎么跟孩子讲话，你可看看怎么样。
So when we talk about examining your emotion, it's not here in the church, but when you go home, when you talk to your husband, when you talk to your wife, when you talk to your children.
对，那个情绪啊，你自己可以录个像或者录一个。
Or you can, you know, videotape yourself, you know.
所以就是这个但我们意思就是要来放像一个镜子一样照我们，让我们就在神的面前就来检查我们自己，来帮助我们情绪要健康。
So it's just like the mirror that, you know, shines, right? We need to see how ourselves in our emotion, you know.
感谢主，这次讲到圣灵的恩赐和圣灵结出的果子。
So this is about the gift of the Holy Spirit and also the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那这两个呢，都在这个祭司袍子的什么最下面的边上，袍子的边上叫做穗子上。
So all of these are sewn on the hem of the robe and on the priest.
其实这个袍子呢，就是它最下面那个边界啊，就是一个你能够好像一个往外外面的人可以看到、能够接触到的地方。
So it's a place
在动的地方。
So it's a place that you know you can see your movement, you know other people can see you.
所以这个就是说，我们的这个恩赐啊，或者果子呢，都是向外走的，
so、
是要让别人看见。
So our,
这就是我们叫传福音，传福音就是这个。
So our gifts from the Holy Spirit as well as our fruit from the Holy Spirit are, you know, is shown outwardly, you know, supposed to go and stretch out.
那这个呢要间隔，就是一个恩赐一个果子，一个恩赐一个果子。
And it also alternates a pomegranate.
大家以后在服侍的时候呢，你恩赐彰显的时候，你就要想到果子。
So when you serve others, if you have the gift of the Holy Spirit, then you need to think about your fruit from the Holy Spirit.
这很重要。有时候恩赐彰显的时候啊，我们不知道怎么办，立刻就想到果子：忍耐、和平、喜乐、良善、节制。
So a lot of time when things happen, we do not think about the gift. Instead, we immediately think about the fruit. You know, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness.
有一次我们在读神学的时候。一个课程就是钢轨一并的课程，结果一个同学呢在听课他就撞到桌子下面去开始彰显。
So during one of our Bible college course, we was talking about 什么东西 talking about what?
Healing
and deliverance. All of a sudden the studentwent under the table and start to, you know, manifest himself, you know, the evil spirit.
非常可怕。
It was very.
但是我还记得很清楚，在Kansas那个导师呢是一个教授，大学教授，但是呢，他特别有这个一柄钢轨和一致的恩赐给我们上课。牧师请他来给我们上课。
So that was in Kansas City. That the professor was really good at, you know, cast out demons.
He is a professor in the university.
Oh, he is a professor in the university, but he was teaching the course for us, and he's very good at deliverance, you know, praying for healings and stuff like that.
所以彰显了以后，我们很害怕。我第一次碰到这种彰显，就是他一讲到圣灵的恩赐，他邪灵待不住就彰显。
So because we're talking about the gift from the Holy Spirit.And this person started to manifest, the evil spirit started to manifest, I was very scared.
后来就需要这个果子。
And then we need to have the fruits.
那师母呢非常，师母和牧师，这个老师啊，我们的老师和师母非常的有爱心，也很非常的有信心。
So that professor and also his wife are very patient and very loving.
完了以后呢，师母就把这个女孩子呢就彰显着带到另外一个教室里面去了，还有另外几个姐妹。我们呢，老师继续给我们上课，解释一些事情。
Okay, so the professor's wife took this girl into another classroom, and the professor continued the course with us, the lesson with us.
那其中我们学到的一个呢，就是说这些事情发生的时候，第一个就是要有这个温柔忍耐的心，要对待这些人。
So the first thing we learn is that when things like that happen, we need to have the love, the patience.
后来我们知道，就是说，这个姐妹呢，后来 应该有 deliverance， 就是有释放，一直释放呢，后来他就很健康。
So this lady, this sister got the deliverance from the evil spirit and he was okay later on.
Looks very healthy.
Looks very healthy later on.
那就接触圣灵的果子。
And he was接触
圣灵的果子。
So he, she,
他自己也接触圣灵。
So she born the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以从恩赐到果子。
So from the gifts.
那我们的老师呢也是非常的非常的有那个爱心，就是说让我们不要来不要来弄断，明白吗？这些事情发生的时候不要张扬，不要弄断。
And also our professor is also very loving and taught us not to judge when things like that you're supposed to cover it, not like telling other people about this, but yeah, no judgment on that.
所以这里面就是说这个树林的圣灵的果子就非常。
And in this scenario, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is very important.
但是我们常常有圣灵的果子出现的时候呢，想到恩赐，在我们在真正服事的时候，一定要想到恩赐。为什么？我刚才说了，这个 patience, discipline 在一起，你发现很猛的。一个人很有 patience， 另一个人很有 discipline， 第三个人很温柔，在一起很猛的。
很无聊。Okay, so that's why the gift from the Holy Spirit is very important in this scenario, because you know, when you're ministering, maybe one person has a patience, the other person has a discipline, the other person has, you know, the other fruit. It's pretty boring.
啊，我不是从一个负面的角度啊，这个果子是非常重要。
I'm not saying from a negative point, but you know, the fruit of the Spirit is very important.
但是呢，果子在服侍的时候就要相当恩赐 ，belt， 哎，出点声音。
But we need to think about the bell, you know, make some noise.
出声音的时候想到果子，有果子的时候也想到要灵子。
So when you think about the bell, the noise, you think about the fruit, and when you think about the fruit, you need to think about the bell.
这是非常重要的，因为在过去的教会里面呢，不光是哪个运动我就不去仔细看，这个地方不平衡的时候呢，就会出来很多的问题。
So in the past, the history of our Christianity, there's a lot of churches when one emphasis, one puts more emphasis on one or the other, it create many problems in the past.
有的教会特别强调是个属灵的果子。
So some church they emphasize only on the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
不请说，我们不需要恩赐，我们都是果子。
Okay, we don't need the gifts. We only have the fruits.
你最后发现果子表面上很好，里面都有病，有病没大夫去治。
Later on, you will see. Okay, even though you see the fruit, but inside is all rotten.
所以人家说这个我听到好的，我是传福音到的人家说那个人，我那个房东。星期天偷一书，加一本圣经，穿得漂漂亮亮去了。但是他对我很坏啊。
So they will say, okay, you know my landlord. On a Sunday, he combed his hair and put on the suit and get the Bible and then he went to church. However, when he returned home, he's very bad to me.
就是要接触健康的果子呢，圣灵的恩赐要进入，这是要一病啊，一那个 the healing。
So in order to have healthy fruits, we need to have the gift from the Holy Spirit to heal, you know, so that we can, So we cannot just emphasize on the fruits without, you know, not talking about.
那另外一些教会呢，特别强调恩赐，属灵的恩赐。
And other group of church, they only emphasize on the gifts.
但是呢，没有去强调这个果子。
But they do not talk about the fruits.
所以这个灵子跟灵子，哎呦，想得不得。
So the bells and the bells, you know, they make a lot of noise.
我们教会有一个阶段在时代里就这样，好的，我那个属灵的日记啊，记了很多，一本一本。现在看起来，都说，哎呦，那些人看到的意象都是对的，现在都看都对的。
That's what we went through as a church in the past, you know. We, I have a lot of spiritual journals. Even nowadays, when I read it, it seems that a lot of prophecies, revelations that those people saw in the past are still, you know, correct to this day.
但是后来发现这个人的生命的成长怎么这么多恩赐，怎么生命还是没成长呢？
But we question like why they have so much gifts from the Holy Spirit and yet their life do not grow, you know?
所以我们需要圣灵的，就像圣灵的全方位的开放。
So we need to open up, you know, like 360 degree to the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah, 主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, thank you. We praise you.
主啊，是的，主啊，你的当你话语主啊，打开在我们面前的时候，主啊，我们真的就如同在吃喝。
So when your words are open before us, it's just like having food, having drink.
主啊，谢谢你，你的圣灵浇灌下来的时候，不仅仅是让我们生命能够来成长，结出属灵的果子。
So when you come, not only to help us to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
而且你把各样恩赐也赏赐给我。
You also give us all sort of giftings.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
So for the purpose of equip all the saints so that they can be on their own position.
主啊，谢谢你，我们愿意来拥抱你所有从天上来的给予礼物。
So we want to embrace all the gifts that you have in heaven for us.
愿我们结出来的果子都是甜美的。
May the fruit that we bore are sweet and pleasant.
愿你赐给我们的恩赐，赐给我们的武器，我们都是用得很好的。
May the gifts that you give us, the weapons that you give us, we will know how to use it in the right way.
主啊，靠着主，主啊，你必会，主啊，来建造我们。
And by your might, we will be able to be built up in you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 hallelujah.